FBI gunned down Utah man accused of threatening Joe Biden. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 9, 2023. The FBI gunned down a Utah man accused of making death threats against President Joe Biden during a raid on his home on Wednesday morning. 75-year-old Craig DeLu Robertson was being charged with three counts of interstate threats, threats against the president, and influencing, impeding, and retaliating against federal law enforcement officers by threat, according to a criminal complaint. Robertson allegedly threatened Biden this week, just days before he was scheduled to visit Utah on Wednesday. "Perhaps Utah will become famous this week as the place a sniper took out Biden," the Marxist, one of his Facebook posts allegedly read. "In my dream I see Joe Biden's body in a dark corner of a DC parking garage with his head severed and lying in a huge puddle of blood. Hurrah," another post said. "I hear Biden is coming to Utah. Digging out my old ghillie suit and cleaning the dust off the M24 sniper rifle," Robertson allegedly wrote on Monday. Robertson also reportedly posted numerous photos online of the firearms he kept in a gun cache inside his house. The FBI deemed these threats credible and attempted to serve arrest and search warrants at Robertson's home in Provo, Utah, but ended up shooting and killing him around 6:15 a.m. local time. Biden was expected to arrive in Salt Lake City, Utah, an hour away from the Provo residence, just hours after the shooting occurred. Two FBI agents conducted surveillance at Robertson's home in late March after he allegedly made threats against Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. "I'll be waiting in the courthouse parking garage with my suppressed Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm to smoke a radical fool prosecutor that should never have been elected," Robertson allegedly wrote, days before Bragg indicted Trump on 34 counts of falsifying business records. When the FBI agents contacted Robertson in March, he defended his post, arguing it was a dream. And he told them to come back with a warrant, according to the charging documents. "Hey FBI, you still monitoring my social media? Checking so I can be sure to have a loaded gun handy in case you drop by again," Robertson allegedly posted on Facebook on Monday. The FBI's investigation began in April, and U.S. Secret Service became aware of it in June, according to reports. "The shooting is under review by the FBI's Inspection Division," the Bureau announced on Wednesday. "The FBI takes all shooting incidents involving our agents or task force members seriously," the FBI said in a statement. "In accordance with FBI policy, the shooting incident is under review by the FBI's Inspection Division. As this is an ongoing matter, we have no further details to provide." A Secret Service spokesperson said they are aware of an FBI investigation involving an individual in Utah who has exhibited threats towards a Secret Service protectee. "While we always remain in close coordination with our law enforcement partners, this is an FBI-led effort and we would refer any related questions to the FBI," the Secret Service spokesperson concluded. Robertson's daughter-in-law told NBC News, "It's a very, very difficult time for the family." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.